Jesus commands the Holy Communion for this 2012 ISTS. Let's sing hymn 296A. We are going to kneel down and pray. So in this prayer, we re-examine ourselves in the prayer to come up with a worthy heart and a worthy manner to partake, listen to the message of Holy Communion, so we can really be edified and all the teachings in this ICS can really dwell in our heart, so we can take it back home and practice in our life, become a new being. Let's all kneel down, pray together, and pray with one accord. Before we partake the bread and the juice, and to really recap all these ideas about what we have learned and what we are going to bring back home to do in our life. In these ideas, we have learned a lot as other seminars, always. We pray so many hours. Every day we read Bible in different books. In every prayer, we turn to all different, flipped to different verses. And all this Word of God will come into our mind. In 2 weeks, we learn so much. But we have to really make it continuing in our life, not just in these 2 weeks, but later until a whole life long. All these words, we can really remember it and make it alive through our life. So for the conclusion of the seminar, we hold this Holy Communion to rethink all this we learn, we have, we enjoy because of the love of Jesus. Without Jesus, without his sacrifice, then it is impossible. So this is a time for us to remember everything that Jesus offered to us, and we have to also come up with a same manner to match up the love of Jesus, and we can make a determination together as a group, as a just like a family, so we can all strive together, encourage one another after these ideas. So in during the class, I think we learned the Holy Communion already. So all of the theology about Holy Communion, we heard many times. And just some important point I want to special make you have clear understanding about the love of Jesus and what he has done for us out of his willing heart. So in John chapter 10, let's turn to Gospel John chapter 10, verse 11. Jesus came into this world as a good shepherd. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. He already defined his life and his law as a good shepherd to take care of the sheep, which belong to God, to Heavenly Father. And he came in as a shepherd to take care of them and to make sure everyone can enter to receive the kingdom of God. So he said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. He actually is the master of life. He said, I am a good shepherd. This is to define, if you are going to become a good shepherd, it's the same manner, same attitude. You have to always remember. In the future, we also may become an IT teacher or church workers. And am I a good shepherd? Am I willing to give life for the sheep? Jesus, he is mentioned in verse 17. Therefore, does my Father love me because I lay down my life that I may take it again? Verse 18. No man take it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. The commandment have I received of my Father. Jesus said, he is willing to lay his life down for us. If he decide not, then no one can take it, right? So this is called love. He laid down of himself. And the one to receive his love, actually, at that moment, none is worthy to take it. Right? Because all are sinners. And Jesus, he is willing to sacrifice his life for us to fulfill his mission, to fulfill the will of Heavenly Father. So this is love. We have to really try to understand about the love of Jesus. Without his love, we have no future, we have no hope, and we are not who we are now. Okay. So his love, remember, and out of his love, the love, he wants to give us his flesh, his blood, to give us life, eternal life. So turn to John chapter 6. He said, I am the bread of life. Verse 48. I am the bread of life. Verse 50. This is the bread which come down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. This is the bread of life. He himself come down from heaven. I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. This is a message. But to right now, we understand already, right? Because the Holy Spirit, because the salvation, we really can know how precious his flesh and his blood is. And he said he will give it to us. But Jews, even though they are so familiar with the Old Testament, the Mosaic law, they are expert in the law, but they quarrel among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They just cannot get it. But Jesus, he said to them, 53, very, very, I say to you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. So it come out, the purpose, we partake the Holy Communion, we will receive the life, his life. If we take it, we will have life in us. Whoso eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Not only we have eternal life, we have life in us. So after we partake Holy Communion, actually, the life is not just wait until the last day. We will arise again. But in this life already, in the world, we are life. We are alive. We have life of Jesus. So that's why we have to live for Jesus. We have to shine the image of Jesus in front of people. So we take his flesh, we drink his blood. For what? To make us really have the image of Jesus. We really can live for him. And on the last day, we will resurrect again. Because this Jesus promised, I will raise him up at the last day. In verse 55 say, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who drink my eat my flesh and drink my blood dwell in me, and I in him. So during the class we learn the word of God, and we are going to live in the word of God, right? So how are we going to really have power to do so? We partake the flesh. We drink the blood of Jesus, and He will dwell in us, and we in Him. And this is a mystery. For those who don't believe it, they just treat this bread and the drink just as ordinary, not very special. But to those who believe, through partaking the bread, the drink, after the work, the power of the Holy Spirit, it becomes blood and the flesh of Jesus. It's just really can change a person. So we have to really understand the Holy Communion each time we take it. Because right now, usually we hold Holy Spirit, Holy Communion during twice a year, during the spiritual communication, and for the ISTS or special seminar like NYTS, we hold the Holy Communion to help, especially the messages for you, because as a youth, it's different from the whole congregation, right? Because we all learn the same message already. 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, we live together just as one family. Suddenly you have 20, 30 brothers, sisters together every day before go to bed. You can share, right? You share you share others' sorrow. You share others' joy. You heard people's story. We get all this message, and this is a fellowship. We learn the word. We are going to dwell in the word of God, and the Holy Communion will, as Jesus said, "I will dwell in you, in you in me." In verse 57. "As the living Father has sent me, I live by the Father. So he who eat me, even he shall live by me." We shall live by Jesus. So Jesus, he gave himself to us. He sacrificed by his free will. He sacrificed his life for us. And he allowed us to partake his flesh, drink his blood, and he dwell within us. We can live within him. And then he said, "Even you should live by me." By Jesus, we can really have life. So our life after ICS, we have really rely on Jesus. By Jesus, we can do this. We can perform that. We can really serve in the church, and we can become an obedient child in the family by the power of Jesus. Don't consider you can do by your own. Always rely on Jesus. So, because we are going to continue to study the Word of God anyway, after you go home, you read Bible every day, we have to really rely on the Holy Spirit. When we read Bible, don't try your own logic to interpret. You read the Bible by praying first. Pray and then read Bible. Then we will really, as Jesus said, "You shall live by me." In verse 58, "This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He who eat of this bread should live forever." It's another hope. This is hope of resurrection. Live forever. So this is the teaching from Jesus about Holy Communion. We know this is related to life, resurrection. We believe and we will partake. Before we partake the Holy Communion, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. First Corinthians 11. From 23. From 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "The cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as you drink it in remembrance of me." Remembrance of me. Oh, we remember Jesus, his love. 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. We continue to hold Holy Communion until the last day. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. It reminds us we need to come up with a worthy manner. If we partake it with unworthily, then we defile the body and the blood of Jesus. So we have to really come up with a sincere and solemn heart to do it. And verse 28 says, "Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." Re-examine. So after these 2 weeks, I think our heart must be much purer than before. Right? Our thought must also fear all the word of God. But as usual, we have also to repent all our iniquities. Don't overlook it. Sometimes we take it too light about what we have committed. If we really repent, every Holy Communion will change us and give us clear conscience, and we will have a free heart in front of Jesus and really receive his blessing and promise. And our faith will definitely increase, you know, year by year. So once you get in order, you become more mature, and the faith in the church in Jesus growing as well. So hopefully we can really examine ourselves, and then we will partake the bread. So one bread. Jesus, he died for us, just like a grain of wheat. He died, and then we can really have life. So we are going to consecrate the bread. So during the class in the Holy Communion, you must learn about how this bread make of like flour with water. So many grain, we have to broken ourselves, just like because this one body, the body of Jesus, and it make up so many grains. Flour, actually, you have crushed the grain and to link it together, to use water to make it together like a bread and bake. So there's meanings inside in one body. So you will learn by yourself. You can go to detail in depth, but this is the bread, one bread, unleavened bread without sin, without any trespass, because it will, after the consecrate, then it becomes the flesh of Jesus, and we are going to partake. So let's kneel down and with a sincere heart to consecrate this bread. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I consecrate this bread. Our Heavenly Father, Almighty God, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you. Through your guidance and your love, you gather all the youth in this ISTS for learning your word for the past 2 weeks. And now the seminar is going to be concluded before we go home to our normal life. Our brother and sister gather here in your holy place to hold this holy communion as your commandment. Now we all kneel down before you and going to partake your flesh. Oh Lord, as your promise, please use your Holy Spirit, your mighty Spirit, to move among within this bread, to change it in spirit, become your body, your flesh. So every one of us, when we eat it, when we partake, your life will remain, go into us, and we can live within you and you in us. Of Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Because of your love, you are willing to sacrifice yourself into this world, and then you die on cross for us to break your body and make this bread for us to partake. Oh Lord, we are unworthy to take your body, but because of your love, your salvation, you make us become your children so we can partake this living bread. And you, as you promise, you will rest with us on the last day to be with you forever. You give us this eternal life so we can enjoy the everlasting joy. We thank you for your love. We also ask your Holy Spirit to move us. We can make ourselves holy and be worthy to partake your bread, your life, and also we can live for you. Give us, may your Holy Spirit give us the power and the love and faith so we can come up with the determination to live with you, to work for you, and to shine light in this world, to preach your gospel to all until to the end. Oh, our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and ask your Spirit within us to move us. We give all the thanks to your name. May you bless us and guide us. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, we have a Pastor Booty come help to break the bread, and then we sing him 76.
And the cross and the cross where thy first saw the light, and the burden of my heart, Lord, away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
77. After partake the bread, we are once again kneel down to consecrate the grape juice and become the blood of Jesus. Let's all kneel down and pray. Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus, I consecrate the grape juice. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your love, because you sacrifice your body, you are willing to die for our sins on cross, to shed your blood for us. Through your blood, you broke your body to open a fountain for washing away our own sins, to make us become a new being. You shed your blood for us, so we are able to put on you again to receive the sonship of Almighty God. We become your children. Our Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love and sacrifice. Your suffer, because of your suffer, make us have peace. Because you die on the cross, you set us free from sins. Oh Lord, please, according to your promise, use your Holy Spirit to move in this grape juice. So, in the Spirit, you will become your blood. After we partake it, your life will be within us, and we can receive power to live for you. Please give us strength so we can continue to fight our own flesh. We can overcome all our weakness, and we can receive power to shine light for your image, to bear the testimony for your salvation. Please enable us to become your ambassador, to spread the salvation to our friends, to our neighbors, to our families. So through your help, we can really live for you. We can become a fruitful children to bring more souls to you. Our Lord Jesus, we ask your Holy Spirit continue to guide every one of us, so we can, we can live in your word. We can really practice what we have learned from these ISTS, and we can become your beloved son. And we continue to receive your blessing, and also you will continue to guide us and bless every one of us. We humbly ask your help and your power be upon us. We thank you and praise you. Our Lord Jesus, we give all the glory, power, and the praise to your holy name forever. Amen. We continue to sing 77, verse 2.
Some of thee, Some will sell and some will be.
Praise and thank God, we conclude this Holy Communion. So in the final prayer, let's all stand up and sing 297. And after the prayer, after singing hymn, we will have a final prayer to conclude this ISTS. So let's stand up and sing hymn 297.
I bring this gift to thee. heaven is now brought to me. I bring this gift to thee. What hast thou brought to me?
See it. Now, we are going to make a final prayer for this ISTS. So, because of the schedule and the counselor, most of the counselor went to music camp. So we are not going to have a formal closing ceremony, but we just use this prayer to wrap up all these ISTS. So we are going to have a longer prayer in this final prayer section. So in this 20-some minutes, we really focus and make a determination and think about how are you going to do after you go home, or maybe you continue for music camp or MVP or even ICE or NYTS or whatever. After that, you will go return to your daily life. And what you are going to do, really in the prayer, ask the Lord Jesus to guide, Holy Spirit to fill us, so everyone can really be edified through these ICTS. So let's come forward together and then pray together, and we pray for one another. Let's pray.